Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, for this special edition of the Physical Culture Radio Hour, a literary walk down physical culture memory lane. You're going to love this. Then I'm going to be joined by Dr. Emma Boyland, all the way from the UK, to talk about how advertising cues to consumers lead to unhealthy food choices. And this is going to be really interesting for those of you who have children. I promise you, you're not going to want to miss this. Just a quick reminder, Thrive Protein is the best protein in the world. I say that with all humility and honesty. There is nothing in the world like Thrive Protein. THRIVProtein.com is the website. It's St. Paddy's Day. Make all your friends green with envy, because they will live with protein envy when you buy Thrive Protein. Use the coupon code GREENWITHENVY and save 50% off your order of Thrive Advanced. What's in your protein powder?
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing? Did I do something wrong? Brooks, are you on mute? Brooks, can you hear me? This is odd. Brooks, I can't hear you if you can hear me. And if you can hear me, please type on Skype that you can before I disconnect you and reconnect you. He's typing. He must hear me. He can hear me. Maybe we need to go to the phones, Brooks. I don't know what else to say. I'm going to play a little music here for a second, and we're going to go to the phones. I predict I know what the problem is. We'll fix it next before the next break. Okay, so welcome back. Brooks Kubik, are you there?
I am indeed. Happy St. Paddy's Day, Carl.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. So we were going to do a St. Paddy's Day show, but the reality was there was something a lot more exciting going on in your life. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, we are in the middle of a huge book sale. Book and magazine and course sale.
So Trudy said, Brooks, it's getting crazy here, man. You aren't the Library of Congress. You need to, the floor joists are starting to squeak. You got to get rid of some of these books.
Well, it's a combination of that. And, you know, we did a show, we did a show last year in April after my father had passed away. And I think I mentioned on the show that he was a lifelong book collector. He was an absolute book nut. And I use that in the best sense of the term. I'm a book nut too. And, you know, but we had shelf after shelf after shelf all through the house of books, some of which he bought when he was in the Navy and kept for the rest of his life. So he packed them up, and every time he moved after, you know, he and my mom got married, every time they moved, he took his books with him. And eventually, as we all do, he passed away, leaving behind shelf after shelf, bookcase after bookcase of these wonderful books that he had known and loved and treasured for so many years. So my brother and I, now are facing the very real difficulty of what to do with Dad's old books. We cannot take them. I mean, I simply don't have room. My brother does not have room. There are no other family members. So then, you know, it becomes you donate them to a library, you do something to create the Dick Cubic Memorial Library, which probably is not a very realistic endeavor, you know, or something, or you sell them. But whatever you do, you know, it's a real undertaking. And, you know, as it happens when you lose a family member, you start thinking about things. And I started thinking, well, you know, what happens when I leave, and, you know, what happens to my books? Because, or my magazines, or my strength training courses, you know, all this wonderful stuff that I have that, you know, my family doesn't know what to do with. They don't know the value. They don't know, you know, who would want what would be of interest to people. And I thought, what I really need to do, I was talking about this with a friend who's in sort of a similar circumstance, because many people who really love physical culture and iron game history are avid collectors. So what I talked about it with him, and he said, you know, it's like, you know, I said, it's like having an estate sale. And he said, it's better than that. It's having an estate sale while you are still alive. And that kind of got me thinking, and I said, you know, I don't want to sell everything, but I've got doubles and triples and sometimes four or five or even six copies of something, and I just need one copy. And there are lots of people out there who would love to have, you know, some of the other copies. So I said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out what I've got, you know, two, three, four, five copies of, and those are going to go up for sale, and I'm going to try to find, you know, good homes for them, the same as if you had to give up a pet for adoption. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot of people out there who end up with some really neat old Iron Game physical culture treasures.
Now, are these all hard-covered books or books, or are they magazines as well?
Oh, there's magazines as well. We've got hard copies, well, hard copy, obviously. We've got soft-bound and hard-bound books, courses, some things that are relatively recent, and some that are, you know, 60, 70, 80 or more years old.
Wow.
And we're just going through. We're getting things organized. But it's going to be a lot of great stuff.
So how do you choose? Okay, so is it fair to say that some of these books that you're selling, are breaking your heart to sell? Or is breaking your heart too strong of a word?
Well, I think it's too strong, but it's kind of an interesting thing. You have this wonderful collection of things, and you know, in a sense, you want everything. You want to keep everything, which is what most collectors do. But, you know, there's also the real problem of where do you keep it, where do you store it, how do you have room for other things. And remember, I've written myself over 20 books and courses, and we have to keep them somewhere so we can fill orders when people order them. So, you know, space is at a premium. So at first it was hard, and then, you know, then when I realized that, you know, I've got multiple copies of things, you know, I said, you know, I really like this, but I want someone else to have one of the copies because it just helps spread the wealth, if you will, spread the knowledge. And then it became okay, if I've got three copies of something, which do I keep? So, for example, I have I'm holding in my hand The Development of Strength by Harry Paschal, who I've talked about on the show many times. And this is a modern reprint edition done by my friend Bill Hinburn. I bought it, I think, when I was in high school, and I've had it for many years, and I've read it probably a dozen times. Well, in one sense, you know, I treasure that little book, but I've also got an original edition signed by Harry Paschal himself. So between those two, I'm going to keep the one that is the original edition signed by Harry Paschal. And I'm going to sell the other one, even though I've had it since I was in high school.
Wow.
You know, and it's in good shape. It's in good condition. You know, as I said, it comes from Bill Hinburn. It's a modern reprint. Bill uses high quality paper and binding, and, you know, his products stand the test of time. You know, so it's in good shape. The information is very valuable, very good, very useful, a lot of good training advice and training programs. And I want to find a home for that. So that's one of the books that that I decided to offer for sale and find a deserving home.
How do people reach out to you if they're interested in any of the books we talk about today?
Okay. Well, we've been exploring the possibility of an eBay store, and we probably will go ahead and set that up. But in the meantime, just to get things going, I've put a post on the Dinosaur Training blog, and in it, I listed the first 12 books and courses that we are offering for sale and the prices. And basically, if anyone is interested in any of them, shoot me an email. Now, the Dinosaur Training blog is part of the Dinosaur Training website. So it's www.brookskubik.com. BROOKSKUBIK.com. And it's, the blog is in a drop-down bar on the first page of the website. So that's how you would be able to get to this. And I'm going to be putting up another blog post later today with some other items, and I'll be doing one a day, maybe two a day, for the next month or so until we're through everything. We've got hundreds of different items to offer people. So
basically,
there's lots of great stuff.
People need to check back every day.
Yeah.
Because there'll be new inventory, so to speak, added every day, right?
Yes, yes. And the other thing that we're doing, you know, I'm on Instagram now, is, you know, Brooks Kubik on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, hashtag Brooks Kubik, hashtag Dinosaur Training. And I'm letting people know every day, hey, here's a new blog post, sending the link out by Twitter, and putting photos of the books that we're selling on Instagram. I'm also putting links up on Facebook, so you can friend me on Facebook and stay up to date that way. And the other way, of course, is go to the website, brookskubik.com, sign up for my daily emails. And every time that we put up a new blog post, I'm going to send the link in an email. So, you know, with all of those multiple ways of getting the information, people will have access to the information. Now, the downside of this is that sometimes I have multiple copies of things. Usually I just have one copy. So, I'm selling my only duplicate copy.
Right.
So, it's first come, first served. So if you see something, don't just sit there and say, well, maybe, let me think about it. You know, don't spend 5 hours seeing if you can find it for 5 cents less on the internet. Just shoot me an email and say, hey, I'd like this. Because it is first come, first served, and I put up my blog post, and I had one of the items sell within, I think it was 2 or 3 minutes. So, you know, act fast.
Well, I have to ask you something before we go into the break. I have to believe that you kind of searched around the internet before you put some of these books out there, and I have to believe that some of these books aren't even available anymore. Am I right about that?
Yes, yes. And what I'm doing I'm trying to price items in a way that is fair for everybody. And if it's a newer item and it's available and you can get a brand new copy somewhere, you know, if it's a used item, it might be less than the cost of a new one. In some cases, it's an item that I may have bought 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, and I doubt if it's available, or it's highly unlikely that it's available anymore. Because remember, a lot of these things were, you know, this is a niche market, and a lot of these books and courses were small publication runs, you know, they were somebody doing self-publishing. There just were not a lot of copies made. And, you know, that means that 20 or 30 or 40 years later, things are very hard to come by. So I'm putting, you know, I'm taking that into account when I'm pricing things. We're going to put some magazines up. The magazines are priced, you know, comparable to what you find on eBay or, you know, other used book services. But they're coming from my personal library, and everything that you get, everything that I'm selling, everyone is going to get a certificate of authenticity that confirms that this came from the Dinosaur Training Research Library. And I'm going to sign that. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool. That's kind of a cool thing.
Why don't we do this? Let's take a break and talk about some of the other, you know, the really hot books that you're going to be releasing, whether they're available now or they will be available sometime in the future to keep people engaged in that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Before we go, I have to acknowledge a new sponsor. Joy of Health has the only clinically proven effective support that supports healthy longevity, supports telomere length, and reverses cell oxidation. And it's affordable, unlike some of those other products out there that no one can afford to take. This is clinically proven to improve telomere length. And we all know that telomeres are the little caps at the end of our DNA that keep our cells from aging too fast. If you go to SupremeRadio.com, you'll see a skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side for Joy of Health. Save 15% off their flagship product, Telos 95, using the coupon code TELOS95. Check it out. Show them some love. They just came to the Superhuman family. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Physical Culture Radio.
Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookskubik.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. And I know we can hear Brooks now. So what
is that true?
Yeah, I had to do is while you were talking before, I had to get in touch with our technician, Carl Lenore. I had my producer.
I've heard he's pretty good.
Yeah, I had my producer, Carl Lenore, reach out to our technician, Carl Lenore, and he came and fixed the problem. So there you go. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about some of the books that are really gems in this collection that people will be able to have access to grabbing. Which of all the books that you're selling, which one is one of your top favorites?
Oh man, you put me on the spot. Let me answer it this way, because there are so many that would appeal to people with different interests.
Brooks, did we lose you again?
By Bob Peoples.
Oh wait, we didn't hear you.
Bob
there
Peoples was the world record holder in the deadlift back in the day. He's the we're still having static on here, Carl. I don't know why. Let's see. Can you hear me now?
You're coming in and out. You're actually fading in and out is what's happening, Brooks. I don't know why.
I can't hear you either.
Okay. This sucks. Just go back to the phone. This is so frustrating to me.
Yeah,
I'm getting Brooks back on the phone. We'll stop fooling around with Skype. Hold on. Yeah, I just don't know what the hell's going on now. I thought I fixed the problem, but I don't know what. Maybe it's not what I thought it was. Okay, so.
Well, you got to talk to that engineer, Lenore.
Yeah, I'm going to fire his ass after the show. Oh, look, we have feedback. I have to disconnect you from Skype. Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
There we are. Okay.
All right, so anyway, repeat the name of the book and
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I've got a copy of Developing Physical Strength by Bob Peoples. Bob Peoples was the Tennessee farmer who did his training in an old root cellar. Old root cellar, often using homemade equipment. And he built so much strength with some very unique training methods that he ended up setting a world record in the deadlift back in the late 40s, early 50s, that stayed in effect for almost 20 years.
Wow. How much did he deadlift?
It was like 700, 27 and a half pounds, I believe.
Wow.
At a body weight of 180. And that record stood as the heavyweight record for, like, forever. Just amazing. So that's a real interesting old book. You know, I've got several copies of it, and one of them is going to someone lucky. I've got some original old books by Arthur Saxon, the man who bent pressed more weight in the bent press, not bench press, bent press, than anyone else in history, 370 pounds according to one account, and 385 pounds according to another account. He's got a great chapter, What It Feels Like to Lift 400 Pounds, where he's talking about what it feels like to be trying to lift 400 pounds overhead with one hand.
Man.
Yeah, and just when you listen to someone talking about that and the degree of concentration and focus that you need for that kind of literally superhuman feat, it's really, really interesting. I've got an old copy of That's Muscle Control by Ed Jubenville. And, Carl, you know what muscle control is. Back in the day, it was like, you know, super high-quality posing, muscle
mm-hmm.
posing.
Okay.
You know, making the individual muscles stand out in very unique ways with very unique poses. John Grimmick used to do this in his posing, and he was able to just make his body do incredible things, which is one of the reasons why he was undefeated in bodybuilding. So muscle control was very, very big back in the old days, and Ed Jubenville was one of the great proponents of muscle control. I've got a fairly rare book about Vasily Alexeyev, the Olympic weightlifting champion, first man to clean and jerk 500 pounds. The book is called The Strongest Man in the World, Vasily Alexeyev, written by Dmitry Ivanov, forward by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and before he was governor. And a lot of great rare pictures that you're not going to find anywhere else. That book's relatively new. It's only 30 years old or so. For anyone interested in martial arts, self-defense, hand-to-hand combat, have a copy of The Tactical Skills of Hand-to-Hand Combat by Bradley J. Steiner. And that's a very rare, unusual book, and I think people may quite enjoy it. A copy of Strong Man, The Doug Hepburn Story by Tom Thurston. I've written a course about Doug Hepburn. I really like Doug Hepburn. World weightlifting champion in 1953, first man in history to bench press 500 pounds or more. Real powerhouse. And one of the most inspiring stories in physical culture, because he started out as a little crippled kid. He had a club foot, and they operated on it, and, you know, back then medical procedures were pretty rough. And he ended up basically with the left foot and, it's the right foot, the right foot and lower leg, the calf, almost devoid of muscle, you know, almost just bone. But he still ended up being a world champion. Even set a world record in the squat with all that, which is...
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of amazing. Have a very nice copy of another new book that is really nice, Remembering Muscle Beach by Harold Zinkin. And great photos in that book of the original Muscle Beach and how it all began and, you know, all that. And then we're going to, you know, you were asking me, well, you know, what are your favorites? Well, some of the things that come under the favorites list are magazines. And we've got a whole lot of Strength and Health magazine.
Why don't we do this? Let's get back on the clock here. Let's take this break, right?
Okay.
Let's talk about the magazines.
Okay.
And then let's also address why somebody may want to buy one of these books or magazines as opposed to a brand new one
sure.
that's available today. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We apologize for the technical difficulties we had during the first part of the show. They're gone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
No.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Our unhealthy food commercials making you make bad food choices. We're going to find out about that later in the show. Right now we're talking with Brooks Cubic, my co-host. This is Physical Culture Radio. We're talking about basically a library of books that Brooks has assembled over the past 40 years, Brooks?
Actually more than that. Over the past 50 years.
Over the past 50 years.
Yeah.
That he is now selling duplicates of, copies of books that he's accumulated. Why did you buy dupes? I'm just curious. If you had a book and you saw the same book come along, why did you snatch it up?
Because I I bought collections.
Mm.
And I bought collections from people who bought collections who bought collections. And so, for example, I have like five or six copies of some books. I've got a lot of Bernard McFadden books. We talk about Bernard McFadden a lot on Physical Culture Radio.
Do you have any of his magazines, Physical Culture magazines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are they up for sale?
Some of them will be, yes.
Oh, I got to just come over to the house.
Yeah, really.
Beat everybody to the punch.
Yeah, seriously. We've got some of the old Physical Culture magazines and Bernard McFadden books. And he was just incredibly popular. And one guy whose collection I purchased was apparently a Bernard McFadden fan because he had several copies of each. And then other copies came from other collections. So that's how it happens. You know, it's an interesting thing about collections. I mean, anyone who's collected baseball cards or, you know, any kind of memorabilia, I think you end up in the same situation where you start having, you know, doubles and triples. And one thing is, you buy them because you think, well, you know, I can trade them.
Yeah. Well, and I can understand if somebody says, look, I have a collection, and here's how much I want for the whole collection, and there's certain books in there that you want,
mm-hmm.
and you just take the whole lot of them, even though you already have a copy of that and a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it makes perfect sense. What about the magazines? This is a real very exciting area.
Okay. So here's what we have. Do you want me to just, you know what I'm going to do because it's St. Paddy's Day?
What?
You didn't expect me to do this, but I'm just going to do this. Strength and Health magazine. Strength and Health, monthly publication, 12 issues a year, published by the Strength and Health Publishing Company, York Barbell Company, Bob Hoffman, editor-publisher. I've got a whole lot of doubles and triples on that, okay?
Really?
Yeah. So I've got a complete set, all 12 issues, that's a duplicate set from 1940. Complete set, all 12 issues, duplicates from 1941. Same for 42. And the same for 43. And for 1944. And I have one set from 1944 where I've got 11 issues. I'm missing December, but I've got all 11 issues.
Okay.
So each of those sets, 12 issues in a set, is available to first person who contacts me by email, $100 plus shipping and handling.
Wow.
Okay. So that's less than $10 a magazine, which is a pretty good deal for an old magazine that dates back to the 1940s and that comes from my personal collection. And remember, everyone who places an order gets a certificate of authenticity that says, yep, this came from the Brooks Cubic personal collection. Now, if someone's interested, I have not even listed those. No one other than the people who are listening to Superhuman Radio knows about those. I'm going to list it as available on a blog post later today, but right now the only people who know about it are the listeners. If someone wants them, they can shoot me an email at info@brookskubik.com and just flag it Strength and Health and, you know, tell me if you're interested in 1940, 1941, 1942, 1943, or 1944. Again, it's first come, first served, which means first email that I see in the email box, you know, that's what I count as the first one.
What's the condition of the magazines, Brooks? Have they been kept in like a vinyl packaging, or how have you kept them?
They come from different collectors, and some collectors kept each of them in their own packaging. Some did not. Overall, they're in pretty good condition. I keep them in vinyl packing by year. So I have 12 issues in one vinyl folder, 12 issues in another vinyl folder. There are some exceptions for that, like I got a box of something from a collector and I just kept them in that box. Those were not in individual vinyl, but they're still in good shape. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mix and match, and you may find, if you order 1940, you may find that one issue, you know, is not as good as the others. You may find that some of them are close to perfect and others are in, you know, good quality, and maybe one's in fair quality. It's a little bit of a mixed bag. I'm not trying to sell these as a professional antiquarian bookseller where I'm, you know, meticulously going through and, you know, saying this one's got this and this one's got that and so on. But overall, they're in good shape. And they're definitely readable, and they definitely have the information, the content, and the photos. And you asked earlier, why should somebody want these?
Well, should somebody want an old magazine versus a new one?
One reason is the photos are basically lost. Many of the photos cannot be reproduced because of pixelation. You know, the old photos on the magazines, they reproduced them through a process where they had little dots of ink that formed the photo. On regular paper, you know, if it's on glossy paper, it's easier for someone to make a copy of nowadays using modern technology. But if it's an old photo on regular paper, not glossy paper, but regular paper, which is what you have in the old Strength and Health. When you try to reproduce it, you get these little dots. That's called pixelation. And so it's very rare that you see these photos anywhere because it just is almost impossible to reproduce them. And some are too small. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got photos of John Grimmick posing in contests or exhibitions, and they're so small, they're like little thumbnails. There's no way to reproduce them. So they're lost, which is, you know, that is such a shame because these are, you know, some of these are like some of Grimmick's best photos, amazing photos, an amazing part of physical culture history. But they're lost because, the technology was just not that good. And unfortunately, instead of making it a half page or a full size page photo, they did a little thumbnail. So there are things like that where you this is really the only source is to go to the original source.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you've got a wealth of training information from people in the 30s and 40s who were learning how to do stuff, figuring out how to do stuff. And a lot of that information has gotten lost. You know, there are things that people knew how to do back then that simply have become forgotten. You know, like, for example, Sig Klein, the gym owner in New York City that we often talk about.
Right.
Sig Klein did articles about old-fashioned exercises that most people have never seen. He did articles about unique kettlebell juggling routines. Complete routine juggling kettlebells, which he loved to do. And I'm not sure where he learned this or who he learned it from, but he learned it from someone. And he wrote articles in Strength and Health that, you know, he shows step by step in photos how to do it, details how to do it. And I've never seen it described anywhere else. Or taught anywhere else. So that's lost knowledge. You either have it there or you don't.
You know what? I want to take a break. We've been having outages on the internet for the past few days because a car took a pole out up the street from us. Our internet went completely dead. Well,
wow.
I don't think they've actually fixed it, so there's a lot of congestion. And I think mm-hmm. that's part of the reason we had the trouble we had with Skype a little while ago.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So when we come back out of the break, I'm going to list the Strength and Health magazine collection that are available again for those who are just listening to this after coming back from some sort of outage. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis. Using worldwide patented technology.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Atomic. Welcome back. So just in case you missed this earlier, because I know that we're having outages. I'm seeing them happen right before my eyes. Brooks has Strength and Health magazines, complete collections from January through December of 1940, 1941, 1942, 1943. And he has January through November of 1944, so it's just missing December. It's a first-come, first-serve basis. If you send an email to info@brookscubic.com. You can buy any one of these years, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, for $100 for the entire year. Obviously, 44, it's a short December. But nonetheless, these are from the 40s, folks. I mean, when are you ever going to have a chance to even see these magazines? And, you know, I've looked on eBay, and these individual magazines sell for $25 to $35 each if you can find them. So this is a ridiculously inexpensive opportunity for you to grab a piece of physical culture history. I don't care if you read them. Put them in frames and put them on your walls. I mean, this is priceless. I got to tell you the truth. I may run over there and grab a set of these myself. So don't wait too long. I won't be able to get out of work till 5 o'clock today. Info@brookscubic.com. The first email that comes in, you are going to be the lucky one to get one of these years. And quite frankly, 40, 41, 42, 43, $400 for all four of those complete years. I don't see you ever having this opportunity again in your life, period, end of story.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal, and as you noted, I could be selling these individually for a lot more, but to me it makes sense to do them in sets, set a fair price on them, fair to me, fair to the purchaser, and put them out there and let people get a whole year's worth of issues, and you know, and that's that. Two quick things, Carl.
Yeah.
That price is $100 plus shipping and handling.
Of course.
Whatever that turns out to be, it'll vary from person to person. And in 1944, I actually have two complete sets for 1944 and one set that only has December. That only has January through November is missing December. So you actually have a chance to get a complete set for 44 too. I'm sorry, for the year, for 1944 also. But again, people need to ask to act fast because everything is going really, really fast.
A certificate signed that this came from Brooks Cubic's personal research collection in and of itself makes these very, very special, in my opinion.
I've got a lot of collections, but I don't have any certificates like that. I thought it'd be a good thing to do.
Well, and you know, for posterity, I mean, think about it. I mean, none of us are going to be here forever. And we're talking about guys like Harry Pashaw and John Grimmick who have left legacies that we still follow today. What's the legacy of Brooks Cubic going to be? He's the guy who's keeping the flame of physical culture alive all these years later. Imagine passing down to your grandchildren the complete 1940 year with the certificate from Brooks Cubic. I mean, I don't know about you, but I just got chills thinking about that. You know, when you think about it's no mystery to any of us that we're all going to die. And imagine, like, giving this to your grandkids and they give it to their grandkids. And 100 years from now, somebody has the collection that Brooks Cubic used to write the books that are still being sold 100 years from now.
Well, that's the idea. That's the idea. You know, I want the books, the courses, the magazines out there in the hands of people who value and treasure and appreciate them, and hopefully who will keep them and pass them on to their children or, you know, the people who are near to them. And that's a way of keeping the whole tradition, the whole legacy alive.
And you know what?
I
thought of something that I have to say because I know somebody out there is going to realize what I said about the individual value of each of these magazines. And they're going to think, oh, this is like flipping real estate. I'll buy the whole year and I'll sell them for $20 each and I'll double my money. Don't buy them if that's your plan. Do not buy them if that's your plan. Do not buy them. Only buy them if you're going to keep them and you're going to give them forward to someone else who will keep them and cherish them for the value, the intrinsic value that they have as belonging to Brooks Cubic, being part of his research library that then spun off so many good books and writings. Remember, when Brooks writes fiction, he draws from what was going on in the year of 1940 and 41 and 42. Where does he get that information from? From these magazines. So please, don't be an opportunistic A-H. Buy these only if you're going to keep them. That's it.
Well, thanks for the little speech there. I appreciate that. And, you know, that's the way I feel about these, obviously. When I say I want them to go to good homes, I guess that's my code words and my safe language, my PC language for saying not to flippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, how you've sold a lot already, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We have, and I am, you know, now that we're doing this, you know, as I said, we're going to be offering new things every day. So because it's first come, first served, again, all I can do is to say, sign up for my daily emails, go to the Dinosaur Training blog, be looking on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, friend me on Facebook. As soon as you see the information in whichever social media format you use, and you should be using all of them because they have different delivery times, as soon as you see something, check it out, see if there's something you want, and if you do, immediately shoot me an email, because it's literally first person standing waving their hand is the first person who gets it. And the one thing I don't like about this is I don't like having to send someone an email, you know, where I say, I'm sorry, but that's already been taken.
Yeah, but then send them a list of some things that haven't been taken. Let them choose something else, that's all.
The point is there's so much that's going to be available. Everyone is going to be able to have something.
Yeah.
You know, it really is, you know, it's not a going away sale. It's not a going out of business sale. It's not an estate sale, but it's a sale that we're having that is kind of a celebration, which again is why we're doing it, starting it off on St. Paddy's Day. It's a celebration. And it's a fun thing, and it's a good thing. It's going to get some very good, fun stuff out to a whole lot of people. And my goal is that everybody who tunes into the show, everybody who's a regular on my email list, who reads the Dinosaur Files newsletter, who buys my books and courses, everyone who's been part of the adventure so far is part of this adventure and ends up with something straight from Dinosaur Headquarters.
And you know what else it does? It makes you one of the keepers of physical culture. When you have this artifact, remember, these are artifacts, folks. When you have this artifact in your hand, then you are attesting to the existence of physical culture in that period of time, and you're bringing it forward. You become one of the keepers of the flame of physical culture when you hold one of these artifacts in your possession, in your safekeeping, to pass on to generations that are coming.
Brooks. And Carl, yes. Can I say real quickly?
Yes.
Just got an email from one of our listeners, Ashinder. And Ashinder, the answer is the book you wanted is still available, and I'm going to send you an email about it. And guess what, my friend? It's actually an autographed copy.
Wow.
So you've got something really neat, and it's coming to you. I'll send an email for the price and so on, but thanks for listening to Physical Culture Radio, because that let you be the one with the first in the door and first wave in the hand.
There you go. And that's how it happens, folks. Start sending your emails. All right, Brooks, we'll talk to you later, brother.
Sounds good. Take care, Carl.
Okay. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start to examine how advertising influences bad food choices in both adults and children. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So you're sitting there watching television, and one after another, you see commercials for various food products and even sugary drinks. And I'm sure that it goes through your mind. I wonder how that affects how people choose their foods. My next guest is Dr. Emma Boylan. How are you doing, Dr. Boylan?
I'm good, thank you.
Dr. Boylan is associated with the Department of Psychological Sciences at the University of Liverpool in the UK. And your group recently published a study looking at the cues to consumers that advertising provides. Why this study? Hasn't this already been answered? What preceded this research that required you to do this study?
There's so much research out there on food advertising. We've been looking at this stuff since the late 1970s. It was actually you guys over in the States, and the Federal Trade Commission started exploring whether this was a problem they should be looking at. And since then, we've had years and years of research, and lots of big reviews have come out and looked at does advertising affect things like our attitudes to food brands? does it affect our likelihood of buying different products and our preference for different things. But what people always care about is, does it actually affect food intake, right? Does it make us eat more? That's what we all want to know. And so what we did was we looked at all of the studies that have ever published data on whether if you show people food advertising compared to when they've seen some other form of advertising or they've just seen a TV show with no advertising in it at all. When you compare the two, how does their food intake differ? And that's what we did. We combined all of that stuff together to say, overall, there's actually an effect there. Food advertising makes people eat more, but we only found that for children, not for adults.
Okay, so let me be clear about something. I find it hard for people not to believe that advertising affects food, both consumption, quantity, as well as choices. Otherwise, why would people spend billions of dollars on advertising? I mean, if it wasn't having any effect, the advertisers, the companies would go, hey, we spent $1 billion last year on advertising, and we didn't see our sales go up. Let's stop doing this. You know what I mean?
I know. It's crazy. Well, you wouldn't believe the arguments the food industry will come out with. We've heard time and again that food advertising or any type of food marketing just encourages people to brand switch. So we'll see an advert for something and the food industry will say all that does is make you want to choose that product over a different one in the same category. And this has always been the argument to say we don't need to regulate this stuff. We're not making people consume more bad food. We're just making people shift their brand choice within that category. And so even though it seems quite logical and quite, like you wouldn't need to do this study, it seems quite obvious. Actually, we need these sorts of studies to really push for legislation in this area because we need to say, this is it, plain and simple.
It's a very sad comment to admit this because, now think about this for a second. Let's assume that we take the comments from the food industry at face value and they say, look, you know, we're not making people eat more. We're just making them choose our brand over that other brand. But now when we go up to the 3,600 a 36,000 foot view and look down and we say, well, wait a minute. You're right. Soda is bad and getting people to choose your soda over the other soda is bad. And so I see that there's a whole straw man argument going on here that, oh, well, we're not influencing bad choices. We're just making them choose our bad choice over the other bad choice. You know what I mean?
Sure,
this is silly.
Yeah. That's absolutely what goes on, and you might be familiar with the disclaimers they have in commercials as well. So have you ever seen a commercial where it says to be consumed as part of a healthy diet or a healthy diet and lifestyle or something like that? So this is used to try to say there's no such thing as a bad food product or a bad beverage. It's just your diet that can be bad if you eat too much or drink too much of this stuff overall. So what they're trying to say is our individual product on its own is not what's causing you to have a bad diet, as long as everything else you have is really healthy.
So
but nobody
silly.
Believes it. In fact, other people have done studies to show when we see that kind of disclaimer, we think, okay, I have to eat this to have a healthy diet. You know, it associates that product with an overall healthy outlook on food, which is probably not the case.
So funny. Okay, so let's talk about your research. Your research was both a review and a meta-analysis, you said, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what allowed a previous research paper to be included in this research, this study?
Okay, so we were looking for studies that were published where they had manipulated advertising exposure, right? So where they'd shown people food advertising on one occasion and either non-food advertising on another occasion or just no advertising at all. They'd just seen a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
We also included papers that had manipulated advertising exposure on the Internet. So we have these, I don't know if you've heard of Internet advert games. They have these games now on food brand websites where children can maybe be firing M&Ms at a target or something like that. So brand exposure is very embedded within the game.
That's
and there
amazing.
Are studies looking at when you play those games compared to games without any food branding in it. How does that influence behavior? So that was what we did. We looked for all those sorts of studies where they'd manipulated people's exposure to advertising. And they needed to have measured food intake directly afterwards as well. So not just kind of watching what people chose or asking them what they would prefer. It was actually when people were giving an amount of food that had been pre-weighed, and then they were weighing the food again afterwards to see how much people had eaten.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so when you started to tease this data and extrapolate your information, you said early on that you found that the effect size on adults was really non-existent, but on children it was. Explain that.
So there were 22 studies overall that met the criteria, so 22 journal articles that we could use. Only 7 of those were in adults. Some had adults and adolescents together, and there were a bit of a mix. But overall, there were many more studies for children than for adults because we're more concerned about children, given that they don't understand the purpose of advertising, and it seems more exploitative when children are involved than when it's adults who at least, you know, have an understanding and can make a rational choice at least some of the time. And so the fact that we haven't found that food advertising made adults eat more is a curious finding, and one that we can't really fully explain at the moment. It could be there aren't enough studies to pick that up. It could be that adults are more aware of what studies are trying to do. So when you're manipulating something like this, adults are more likely to guess the aims of the study.
Yes, yes.
And therefore behave in a way that they think they want the researchers looking for.
So these were self-reporting, right? These studies that we looked at were looking at adults. They were self-reporting, asking an adult, well, how often do you drink a soda? How often do you go out for a jog? And we know that that adults will underreport what they consider bad behavior and overreport what they consider good behavior.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the studies that we were looking at weren't ones where they'd asked the adult to report anything. They'd actually given the adult food and weighed how much they'd eaten. But at the same time, adults, if they're being watched in a lab situation, they will behave in a way that they think is socially acceptable.
Yes.
And all that kind of thing. So it might be that that's what's going on. Adults were just more aware that they were being observed and they were consciously adjusting their behavior in line with that, whereas children are more sort of naive to the experimental aims. They're more happy to kind of just go along with it and not question what the study's about. So kind of tend to behave in a bit more of a natural way. So it might be that.
And it's probably true that the adults do the same thing when they're not being monitored and watched for their, because, you know, I was over 330 pounds at one point in my life. And I can tell you that when I would go to the refrigerator and eat something just 20 minutes before dinner time, I would take the evidence of what I had eaten and I would push it all the way down into the bottom of the trash can and then pull the trash that was on top over it so that if my then a wife would open up the trash can and look down, she would see I didn't just eat 2 Hot Pockets right before dinner. The evidence was hidden. That's what adults do. Children, they don't care. They'll leave the evidence right there on the table and go back to the fridge and grab something else. So this is very understandable why this data may actually be skewed, because adults are skilled at hiding their behavior, as you point out.
Absolutely. We're well able to identify what's appropriate and what's not in these sorts of situations. And we're only too aware of what's socially acceptable and desirable when it comes to food intake and body ideals and all this kind of thing. So it might be the reason we haven't found effects in adults yet. It's not because food advertising doesn't prompt eating. It might be because the way we've been measuring it hasn't picked that effect up.
Well, I would also argue that children generally don't go to the grocery store on their own and buy the foods they want to eat on their own. Their parents buy them for them and give them access to these foods. So I would argue that the advertising is affecting the parents, if not intrinsically, extrinsically, by allowing their children access to these foods and these food choices.
Absolutely, yeah. So another reason we're concerned about children being exposed to advertising is not just because it will influence their immediate intake, so if they have snacks in the house, they may be able to eat more, but also the effect it has on them as consumers when they do have, you know, they have some money, they get given pocket money, whatever, they quite often spend that on kind of palatable treats. But also, yeah, they have this influence over family purchasing. I think there was an old US study from maybe 10, 15 years ago, have found that when you take a child with you to the grocery store, you actually spend at least an extra $10 each time just because of all the requests they're making for products. So it's more cost-effective to leave them at home if you can. But, yeah, sure, but, I mean, the children will request particular brands and particular items from as young as 3 years of age. You know, they're able to recognize brand logos, and they're able to request certain things. And parents are under real pressure then to acquiesce to those requests because, you know, otherwise it's going to be
throw a tantrum in the grocery store.
And then everyone's watching, and everyone feels stressed. And so it's much easier just to say, yeah, sure, and throw it in the basket.
I was actually thinking when you were saying that, I wonder if there was a linear relationship between how whiny the child got and the level of acquiescence by the parent to give in and buy bad foods. I bet the whinier kids, their parents spent $20 more at the grocery store during that visit than the less whiny kids. All right, I want to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to get deeper into this research. We're talking with Dr. Emma Boylan. We're talking about how advertising affects food consumption and food choices. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.com. Or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking about how advertising cues affect food consumption. Obviously, there's good evidence out there that it shows that it affects food choices. Otherwise, advertisers wouldn't admit that they're trying to get people to change the brand of a particular category of food. But whether or not it actually makes people eat more. Now, I can speak to a fact that I think that most people in this audience can agree to. Those of you who found yourself or still find yourself on the roller coaster ride of obesity, as I was at one point in my life, you know that if you're watching television and all of a sudden a food ad comes on and it happens to be something that you still consider food. I look at food ads now and I'm not stimulated to eat because none of those are in the categories of what I consider food any longer. But when they were, I would consider that a cue to get up and go to the fridge and get something. And I mean, I think that if we did some sort of psychographic research on people in their homes, we'd find out that that's what's going on when people see commercials for food products. And children are probably the same way. So what do you think about that statement? Do you think that there is a relationship? Is there any evidence from previous research that shows that when someone sees a commercial for foods versus auto insurance or something else, they are then there's a trigger to, oh, I think I'm hungry, I'll go eat?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a whole raft of research that shows effects of food advertising on desire to eat, on preferences, on choice, and all this kind of thing. And I think that what's happened is we've ended up in such a commercial food environment that we actually believe all of this stuff is food, is what should constitute a normal diet, when really all of the stuff that we should be eating is never shown in any of this advertising.
Right.
And by that I mean advertising, not just TV, internet, but I mean everywhere, sports sponsorship, you know, and around the sides of buildings and even in stores, you know, it's very difficult to find the stuff that actually is real food. You've probably found that yourself now, right? When you switch to eating stuff that's actually kind of genuine, not organic, but from, you know, from the ground, actual
yes.
fruits and vegetables, fresh stuff, you have to really look out for it and be motivated to find it. It doesn't jump out at you the way the other stuff does.
That's true. That's true. So what about internet? This is an interesting thing. I was not aware of this, that, you know, kids could go to, let's say, the M&M's website and play a game where M&M's are the component of the game. This is called product placement, in my opinion. How does that affect children's both food choices and also consumption?
Yeah, so it's a relatively new thing as food marketing has shifted a lot more onto the internet. You know, we've all got a lot more familiar with the internet. We know a lot more about what it's capable of. But yeah, one of the ways in which food marketing is on the internet is on these food brand websites, and a lot of them have specific areas for children where there are things that really appeal to them. So they will have these games that where the brand logo is on display the whole time. The candy pieces might be different shapes and they're on the screen the whole time. So the child is really kind of immersed in the whole branded food environment for the whole time they're playing that game. And they're made kind of, they're simple games relative to what you can get on, you know, consoles and stuff now, but they're kind of addictive because they're just challenging enough that you want to keep trying and beat your previous scores. And the manufacturers know that really well because they have leadership boards so that children can challenge their friends to take part as well, so they get them engaged with the site. And they have things where you can win downloadable content so that if you achieve something on the game, you can maybe win a wallpaper for your cell phone or something, so that you're continuing that brand exposure furthermore. And it's all a way of generating a brand relationship with that child. And if you can catch a child when they're young and get them feeling loyal to your brand, then you're setting yourself up for a lifetime of purchases for that brand. So it's really a good strategy for them.
You know, children are so much more susceptible to this type of marketing than adults, because adults can have favorite brands, but children fall for the puffery that goes on in advertising, too. I actually talked about this recently on a show as a joke, but when I was probably 7 or 8 years old, there was a brand of sneakers that was very popular, and they were called Keds, and all moms bought their kids Keds sneakers. And lo and behold, a new brand came into the market, and they were called PF Flyers. And they did a commercial where they had a kid take off his old sneakers and put on his new sneakers. And then he was running faster, and he went and jumped over a log that he couldn't jump over earlier, and he soared over it, and the commercial ended with, PF Flyers make you run faster and jump higher. What kid doesn't want to run faster and jump higher? I insisted that my mother buy me PF Flyers because I wanted to experience the accelerative ability of these new sneakers. I wanted to be able to soar over objects that I couldn't. And she refused to buy them for me because they were almost twice the price of the regular sneakers. But now that I think back at that, I think the manufacturers of those sneakers exploited children and exploited parents with what they knew was a lie that would influence desire.
Absolutely, yeah. They really play into all of these, all of the beliefs, and they do a lot of market research themselves, but none of this gets published, so we don't get to see what they know. But they do a lot of market research themselves, so they know exactly what matters to children and what will get them excited and what will get them engaging with that brand, and they can come up with an advertising campaign that hits all of those buttons really easily. And I think one of the sort of the concerning things that's happening now is the way that food marketing has shifted onto social media, so that what you're talking about was kind of an individual relationship between you and what you saw on your television set. Whereas what we're seeing now is if one child or one, particularly one adolescent, engages with a brand on social media, so say they make friends with somebody on Facebook, that engagement and that brand advertising then gets spread through that whole social network pretty quickly. So everybody friends with that person and friends with friends of that person will get to see that they did something and, you know, they made friends with this brand or they're a fan of that brand or something. And you can imagine, you know, as a teenager, where we're quite kind of impressionable and worried about what people think of us, if somebody popular and outgoing does that, then that starts to make you think, maybe I should be doing something with that brand. You know, maybe this is a cool brand to align myself with.
Right. You know, I want to take our next commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk specifically about what is considered effect size. So we know that there was a moderate effect size in children. What does that translate to in actual behavior? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to Superhuman Radio. CupertinoRadio.com and click the TLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Emma Boylan. She's with the Department of Psychological Sciences at the University of Liverpool. And we're talking about how advertising cues affect, right now, children's consumption. So there was a noticeable to moderate effect size in the children, which we didn't see in the adults. And we've already discussed why that could be. So what does this translate to in actual behavior? I mean, how much more were these children eating, or were they, or was it choice-driven, or so on? What can we learn from this?
It's quite difficult to say about an actual change in behavior, because everybody, all the different studies that I included in this review had different ways of measuring food intake. So some people were measuring number of cookies eaten after food ads compared to after non-food commercials. Others were measuring the weight of foods in grams. Others were calculating the calories in the foods. And so when you're comparing all of these studies, you have to generate these kind of effect sizes to be able to compare them, but really it's difficult then for us to read it, like you say, and come up with, how much more were they eating? But just to pick an example out, one of the papers that we included in our study, the normal weight children, so the children who are a healthy weight, they ate around 300 calories when they were, when they'd just seen non-food commercials. And after they saw food commercials, that increased to up to around 550 calories.
Wow, that is significant.
Of over 200.
That's significant. That really is significant.
250. And that was just the normal weight kids. The overweight kids had a bigger increase, so they went up to about 600. And the obese children had an even bigger magnitude of increase, so they went up to over 700 calories. So, that's one example of what happened. It's not always to that extent, but that was in one study. And that's the kind of impact it can have. So you can imagine if that kind of effect is multiplied over lots of different exposures and lots of different occasions, then that's going to really contribute to the amount of energy these kids are taking in.
Obviously, this is a problem here in the United States. Are you having the same problem there in the UK?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think we're a few years behind you on the kind of slope of trajectories, but absolutely, yeah. We've got 1 in 3 kids starting school overweight. And we're really starting to look for solutions now. I think we've had a bit more policy action on this. We don't have the some of the restrictions that you guys have in terms of making changes to policy to try to protect children. But, yeah, we've certainly got the same problem as you with childhood obesity, and we only have to look to the food environment to see why that is.
We have a problem here because industry has infiltrated government. So, you know, even the Food and Drug Administration doesn't really represent the people any longer. They represent the companies that they're supposed to be providing oversight to. Is it that way in the UK as well, or is it not? And that's why you're able to move faster with these types of policies. Have industry infiltrated government choices, decisions, and so on?
They haven't done so transparently. I wouldn't like to say that they definitely haven't had an influence because, of course, sort of business leaders and politicians tend to move in the same sorts of circles. So there's no doubt that conversations happen. We have a lot of food industry arguing for self-regulation, and that happens here as well as in the States, saying that the food industry will get their own house in order and they'll restrict their marketing activities without there needing to be a law that says so. And that's one of the frustrating factors that we face because, of course, they have a need to maintain their business and to grow profits, and that doesn't tie in well with restricting their marketing activity. So there doesn't seem to be much evidence that this kind of self-regulatory approach achieves anything. But we have what's known as the responsibility deal in the UK, which is where ministers and representatives from the food industry are meant to all meet up together and come up with solutions. But there's not been much evidence of it having a positive impact.
I mean, that's kind of like the farmer sitting down with the collection of wolves that live in his area and saying, look, you know, I'm going to start shooting you guys because you're eating my chickens. And the wolves going, no, there's no need to do that. We'll have a meeting once a month and we'll control this problem ourselves. You know, the farmer would just pull out his gun and shoot all the wolves since they're in one place at one time. This idea that the industry will police itself is nonsense, because if they police themselves, they would start to put some of their participants out of business. They would start to limit their reach. They would start to limit their profitability. And that no one's going to do that. No one's going to put themselves out of business.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's the first... The first argument that they come up with when there's a threat of regulation is to offer self-regulation in the meantime. And it's a sort of a delaying tactic, I believe, for proper regulation. Nevertheless, it's usually tried in most places before people realize that it doesn't work.
What do you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from this research?
So I think it's just a reminder that there is an effect here, and it's something we need to be concerned about. So I think TV does get used by parents to entertain children, and sure, why not? But I think there's a need for parents to recognize that it is like having somebody whispering to your child without you knowing really what they're saying, and they're engaging with your child and having them believe that these sorts of foods are normal and fine to have in your diet when, you know, really they're not. And you're just sort of setting yourself up to have these conflicts in the store when you go shopping, because you've been trying to say all of these foods are healthy, you need to eat more healthy food, and then the adverts have been saying something different and it's generating this conflict. So I think there's a need for parents to be aware that these effects happen and to be able to chat to their children and say, this is what marketing is trying to do. You know, they're not giving you all the information. They're not giving you a true reflection of how this product fits in your life. Thinking back to those sneakers you mentioned before, you know, if there was someone there saying that's not true, they won't actually make you run faster or jump higher, they're lying to you.
I had that discussion with my mother. I remember her telling me that it's not true, and I said it is true. The same thing happened to me during Christmas one year where they were selling this submarine. Mattel made this submarine that shot torpedoes and it did all these things. And on TV, when it shot the torpedoes, it made this big booming noise. And I told my mother that I wanted that. And when I got it, I was so disappointed in the toy that I didn't even play with it on Christmas, because I expected it to make all the noises that were just sound effects to accompany the commercial. And it didn't do any of those things. And I felt terrible about this toy. So, and my mother told me that it wouldn't make those noises, but I refused to believe her. You can't reason with a child. We know from shows that we've done over the past 11 years that the brain formation in children isn't there, that you can't reason with children up until a certain age. So really it's up to parents to make the hard decisions, become unpopular, not let these foods in their house to begin with. And, you know, there's something to be said about limiting the amount of TV that a child watches until we have some way of filtering out the commercials that we just don't want them to see. And I have a feeling that's on the horizon, because I'm sure that there's a technology company out there that's looking for ways to do that. We have DVRs now where you can fast forward through commercials and all this other stuff. I mean, there's got to be a way to limit children's exposure to the type of advertising that causes them to think or believe something is the way when it's not, and that will affect their choices and their parents' choices as well.
Sure. I mean, the best way is to limit exposure to that kind of marketing. So, excuse me. So it's easy when you're talking about TV. It's relatively easy. Yeah, you can limit the number of hours they're watching TV. And like you say, I think things are moving so quickly that we don't watch TV in the same way anymore. We don't just sort of wait for a program to come on. We're doing a lot more kind of on-demand content and all this kind of stuff. But the problem is you limit one thing and it pops up somewhere else. So, you know, you'd also have to be really engaged with how much time children were spending on the internet, what they were doing when they were on the internet, the kind of exposures they have to marketing in real life as well, out on billboards and in other places and advertised by celebrities here, there and everywhere. So it's very difficult to limit overall exposure. I mean, efforts are good, and I think it's good for parents to have conversations with their children anyway about the what adverts are trying to do. Whether or not kids will listen be reasoned with is another thing. But it certainly can't hurt to try and develop some sort of media literacy. But I think, yeah, beyond that, the solutions lie in better regulation to just say this is not a fair thing you're doing.
Yeah, no. Dr. Boylan, thank you so much for making time to come on the show. This is a very, very important topic. And I hope that someday we see a policy here in the United States that stops the exploitation of children through advertising, because children believe in fantasies. They believe in Santa Claus. And when you say that, you know, this particular product is going to make your world look beautiful like a rainbow, kids take that literally. And that influences the pressure they put on their parents to buy things that aren't good for them. So I want to thank you for this work. It's wonderful work.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Take care. All right, we're going to have to take one last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, if you haven't tried Thrive Advanced yet and you are buying a dairy-based protein powder, you are missing out. You know, just recently a class action suit was presented against, I think, about 8 different protein companies because of protein spiking. And none of those companies ever published their post-production lab analysis, but we do on Thrive Advanced. If you go to Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com, you'll find whatever the current batches that we're selling, you'll find the current post-production lab analysis of what is actually in Thrive Advanced. And more importantly, what's not. This, I believe, is worthy of everybody's attention. I don't care if you do or don't buy Thrive Advanced, but I think that what we are doing is going to change the way protein manufacturers position themselves as being responsible for the products that they sell to the consumer. Because a lot of the companies that are being called on the carpet for protein spiking were all buying their protein powder from one or two large consolidators, which means that the consolidators may be the ones that really need to be pulled into the lawsuit, because that is where the protein spiking may have started. And they can only claim to be, well, you know, we are victims just like the consumer. Bunk, BS. It's your responsibility as a company that's selling a product to make sure that the product you're selling is actually doing what it's supposed to do and contains what it's supposed to contain. And that's why we've gone to the extent of publishing our post-production lab analysis so people can look and see what is actually in Thrive Advanced and what is not. So I hope that people will go to Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com, to learn more about this wonderful product. When I say that this is the best protein supplement in the world, I am not saying that in the form of puffery. There is nothing in the world like this product. And quite frankly, the formula was created over 4.6 million years of evolution. We used mother's milk, human breast milk, as the blueprint to produce Thrive Advanced. And we don't need to strip out the whey isolate, casein hydrolysate. That's all nonsense. The thing that works the best for humans is the food that was made to be a food for humans. And the only thing that's made in nature to be a food for humans is human breast milk. So check out Thrive Advanced, learn more about it, and see why we are completely transparent about our formula. Go to Thrive Protein, ThriveProtein.com. You can use the coupon code GREENWITHENVY, which is our special St. Paddy's Day offer. Save 50% off your order of Thrive Advanced Protein. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Supreme Radio. It's Friday tomorrow, which means I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. Quite frankly, the most popular show we do every week. See you then. Thanks for listening today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values.